פלרוך סימן שין למד על החרדלת, כל שלושה ימים הראשונים אפילו אמרה אינה צריכה מחללין עליה את השבת.
The first 3 days after a lady gives birth, Nalakha considers her in sakana, and therefore we can be mechalel the Shabbat for her needs. That includes cooking food for her, she needs to have hot food, that includes giving her hot water, turning on a light, making her more comfortable, even in ways that would be mechalel the Shabbat. Even if she says she doesn't need the help, she doesn't realize it, maybe she doesn't feel it yet, but her body is broken within the 3 days for sure. Therefore, the halakha allows the halul Shabbat to take place without any hesitation. The question is, how do you calculate these 3 days? The Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 opinions. One opinion is brought down that it's not 72 hours from birth, it's 3 days. That would mean if she gives birth right before sunset on Wednesday, Wednesday would be day one, Thursday would be day two, Friday would be day three. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings a host of rabbis, including the Ritva, including the Eliyahu Rabbah, Yisur Beheter, Teshuvat Bet Ephraim, understanding of the Gaon Mevilna, that when it comes to these things, it's Me'et La'et, that it's actually 72 hours from the birth. And therefore, again, in our case, if the baby was born Wednesday afternoon, right before sunset, so 72 hours would take her through Shabbat, and therefore the 3 days are within Shabbat, or Shabbat is within the 3 days, therefore you'd be able to be mehalel under all circumstances. And all these places says that it goes with the 72 hours, and therefore we can be lenient. A case that would be lenient as well would be the halakha writes that between 3 and 7 days, amra ena tzricha en mehalelin, that between 3 and 7 she's in less danger. So if she says, I don't need anything, I'm fine, we believe her. The question is, what if she's quiet? From Maran it sounds like, if she's quiet, we help her. Only when she says, I don't need help. But if she's quiet, and we see that, we're concerned, either the doctors or the friends or other people, even though she didn't say she needs, she's silent. Halakha says, according to Achim Abadiyah, we help her. Even though the Bein Ish Chai has a different opinion on that, he says she has to act, even if she's quiet, we're mahmir. Case would be if a lady's in the room and she needs the nurse. Achim Abadiyah allows the lady herself to push the button ayyadeh shinui on Shabbat in order to get the nurse to take her out of the bed so she can go to the bathroom and things like that. So again, the rules are very clear. The first 3 days after a pregnancy, of a birth I should say, are considered serious, and the poor scheme are very, very, very concerned about her health, and therefore she doesn't have to say anything. They can administer any type of help that they need, even though it entails Chalul Shabbat. Between 3 and 7, only if she says, I don't need it. But if she's quiet, or she says, certainly I need it, then for sure we can be Mechalel Shabbat even between 3 and 7 as well.